Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
ESPN 97.5.
I listen to this all the time.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
That's what I'm saying.
A Gao Media station. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, back here on ESPN 97.5, 801-713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. Zion will be a good player, but in this NBA style of play, you need to shoot. Zion is not a shooter. Look at Giannis. Ben Simmons, good players, but have big flaws. Yeah, Giannis has got a lot of flaws, seeing as how he'll be the MVP on the team with the best record. Come on, Dream Shake.
Zion's not a shooter yet.
He's not. Well, and neither is Giannis. Giannis is not a shooter either, and yet he's got on. Look at what he's done.
Stop trying to find excuses that LeBron wasn't a great shooter when he came out. Stop. You're talking yourself out of the obvious. Guys, sometimes the obvious, it's okay for the obvious to be the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I knew Zion was going to be, when my kids showed me videos of him dunking in his summer, the summer after his sophomore year, when he was in basketball camps headed into his junior year, I was like, well, this kid's clearly going to be the first pick of the draft. Yes. And he's old enough. It's the same way. Trevor Lawrence is a first pick of the draft. You can come up with contrarian reasons, but it's an obvious, it's so obvious. Zion is very obvious. Stop trying to act like a 19-year-old will never get better at basketball. You know the first thing you learn when you evaluate talent? Always remember that these guys are, in basketball, they're 19 to 21. In football, they're 20 to 22, typically. You know that people get better, right? You know people get bigger and they get stronger. Their body types change. You know that you get coached more, right? Like, you know that Zion Williamson can go out when he has no classes and go shoot 1,000 three-pointers every single day with the shooting instructor. You guys do realize that, right? That he can get better. Remember when Michael Jordan couldn't shoot threes? Remember when Clyde Drexler couldn't shoot any threes?
Yeah.
Not that Clyde was a great shooter, but Jordan couldn't shoot threes. He didn't try to shoot any threes. Magic Johnson couldn't shoot any threes. And then all of a sudden, he started shooting them a little bit more. Jason Kidd had a broke-ass jumper when he started. Go look at what Jason Kidd shot by the end of his career from three. Go find out.
Yeah, and Giannis is going to do that as well.
It's just working on your game.
He's going to be a much better shooter before this is all said and done.
So will Zion.
And he'll probably, as the shooter that he is right now, he's probably still going to win the MVP. Despite the fact that he shoots like he does right now, because he's so damn athletic. And oh, by the way, Zion, you don't teach this. Let's get off Zion, because we've done a whole hour on Zion Williamson, thanks to Jeff. But I love Jeff. I love what he's done for the show, though. So Le'Veon Bell, the Steelers have decided not to tag Le'Veon Bell. You've mentioned it a few times how the Colts have the most money. I do not want to see Le'Veon Bell wearing blue in Indianapolis.
How could you?
No. Listen, they got good running backs. Le'Veon Bell is a different deal.
No, he's a different
now, whether or not, I don't know that that's a Ballard thing. Would he pay $15 million for a running back? It doesn't seem like that's the kind of thing that would be attractive to him.
Well, so he was a big fan of Matt Forte's. He scouted him. But Matt Forte was not a first-round pick.
Yeah.
He liked Seth Benson. Seth Benson was.
What the hell?
It's a different time now. You got to have different values. He might value that. He might value a running back in this particular instance, in this individual instance. But he doesn't deviate very often from his concepts, which are building the offensive and defensive front. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know that he would draft a wide receiver in the first round. He might consider adding that money for a surefire running back. He might consider that. But just because they have that money, that doesn't mean they have that cash. So I would not expect the Colts to spend a ton of money.
Well, no, they got to have some cash.
I don't think he's going to after Le'Veon Bell, to be honest with you.
Good Lord, they have $100 million to spend? They better have some.
No, they'll spend some, but
by the way, there's a minimum that you have to spend. So they've got to get up there.
They have this much to spend.
Yeah.
That's it. So,
well, there's that he's 15 per.
Yeah.
He's going to be in that neighborhood.
I mean, they could, but they like Marlon Mack, they like Nyheim Hines for what he does and Jordan Wilkins. Now, you could carry four running backs and make Nyheim Hines basically a slot receiver. It's feasible. It's feasible the Colts could do it. I don't think they would, though. But I really don't know. I really don't know if he would. I don't ask those kind of questions. I mean, that's. And I don't get to talk to Ballard that much anyway, right now. And not that much. Not as much as we used to talk anyway. So everyone in Indianapolis thinks I know all the Colts' plans. I don't talk. I text him stuff, and 90% of the time, 75 to 80% of the time, I don't hear back. If it's about a player, I will never hear back because he don't want to give me anything.
Mm hmm.
I'll say, boy, this guy is something, something. And the Colts already think, like anybody, because I'm friends with some of the guys in the front office, they just think I'm fishing for an opinion. I'm not fishing. I'm just saying what I think about a guy. I'm not fishing for an opinion. I can't get a text back from Brian Gain. He won't text me back on anything. He's quiet. He used to before he became a GM. Now, it's like I got put, I think I may have got put on, I think I got put on block this contact.
Yeah.
Like when he was not a GM, I could occasionally get a text back about small stuff.
No, nope.
Now,
ain't no way. Well, you ain't gonna tell. You ain't giving his hand up to you.
Congratulations,
Radio
on
Boy.
The new GM,
Radio Boy. He ain't giving it up to you.
He told me at East West or at Shrine. I was there at Senior Bowl. Hmm. I said,
"What do you think of this guy?"
I said, "We finding some Texans." He said, "I wouldn't tell you even if we were."
That's right. You're a radio.
I was like.
He said, hey, radio boy.
I said, well.
Did he drop a boy on you?
No, he didn't, but this is what I.
I would have.
This is what I said. Racist, if he had dropped that on me.
What are you talking about, racist? You can't be whiter.
You can't still can't say that.
Yeah, I can call you.
That's in the list. That's in the list of words you can't say.
But, no, it's not. You can say the word boy.
You can say he, him, or they, them. You can't say. Well, he can say, hey, radio, he, him. He can do that.
I could say radio
boy. Del were here for the rules. Nick doesn't even know.
Nick doesn't
rules.
Know the rules.
Del knows all
he's
the
some,
rules.
Some kind of Egyptian or something. What are you, Nick?
I am Egyptian.
You're Egyptian.
Some kind of Egyptian, yes.
Well, yeah, but.
The I kind mean, that's late for the show.
Nobody's. is Yeah, nobody's. The only thing you people do is show up late for stuff, okay?
Who? Producers?
Shows Egyptians. That are like.
Egyptian producers.
I don't think it's a racial
I thing. Think it is.
So he's. So what I wanted to say, he's like, well, I'm going to tell you anyway. I was like, well, maybe if you told me, I could keep you from drafting guys like Julian Davenport.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could stop those kind of things from happening. Because I tried
last year.
You're going
to put a gun to his mom's head, too?
I had. No, he's got his own. It's
all right, Brian Kane. You going to draft Julian Davenport? Got your mom here.
Based on the previous GMs, what? I can say that's no one's mom gets kidnapped ever. You got a free reign for a long, long time. There aren't many mistakes you can make as a Texans GM that'll get your job in trouble.
No, apparently not. You can
or
keep
coach.
Your
coach
or coach. No, you're going to keep your job. That,
or coach.
We're not going to do that around here.
All in fun.
Okay. But all in fun. Texans taking Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, I would go after Le'Veon Bell.
Would the Texans go after Le'Veon Bell?
I believe yes. I believe yes.
Would the Texans go after Landon Collins?
I believe no.
If they don't get...
Now, he's a traits guy. He fits the Brian Gain mold.
And
And you
if you're done with Kareem, you're done with Tyrann Mathieu.
You need to be done with both of them if you go after Landon Collins.
Yes.
Now he fits. Height, always remember, if you want to kind of figure out what Brian Gain is going to do, he's Bill Parcells school. Height, weight, speed. Landon Collins has decent speed, but he's height, weight, physical. Yes, he fits the mold. So you got to say, well, can he play opposite Reed? Can Reed do the things that Landon doesn't do and vice versa? Yes, they've got some interchangeable qualities. They could play together. They could play together.
Oh, yeah.
Does he value safety that early? That expensive. Does he value that?
Well, they just gave $8 million to Tyrann Mathieu.
Is he 1 year, though? Collins is going to be a multi-year
deal. Yeah, but Landon Collins is a good player.
Landon Collins is a no, but why aren't the Giants going to hang on to Landon Collins? Do you think they are?
No, he's cleaned out his locker.
Okay,
he's
why would you not keep him if he's a good player?
I can't answer that because they're the Giants.
Doesn't that bother you?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Why would the Giants not want that dude?
I haven't really followed and tracked what
he's doing. Last year, he was the best safety in the game. Just before last season. I mean, that was the overriding thought was Landon Collins is he's a Pro Bowler. Why would you not? I mean, not only a Pro Bowler, all Pro. So what the hell happened? That is a little scary. What the hell happened to Landon Collins?
Well, it just makes you wonder. You know, it just makes you wonder. So I don't know if Landon Collins. I feel like I would take him. I can tell you that.
He's led all defensive backs and tackles since the Giants drafted him in 2015. This says arguably the best safety in football. It's arguable.
Okay, that's fine.
He's made the Pro Bowl in each of the last three seasons. I don't know what that means, but he has been All Pro, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, Trey Donna and the All Pro safety admitted he was very bothered that the Giants have been shopping him. He was being shopped at the trade deadline. That might be a money thing.
It might be a money thing. It might be a personality thing. He didn't get along with Eli Apple, but that doesn't seem like that was a Landon Collins thing. That seemed like that was
of an Eli Apple.
So thing. I ask, is Landon Collins still good? Somebody in the league is, yes, he is good.
Yes.
Okay. Then I would go after him. For whatever issues they have in their locker room, if I'm the Texans, all right, I can't say I'd go after him. I would consider him because to me, Tyrann Mathieu is still a little limited. He's still small. That's an enforcer. I mean, Landon Collins is an enforcer. That's a different dude. I love what Tyrann Mathieu brings, and he's always everyone's favorite guy and all that stuff. Landon is better.
Yeah, he's better.
Landon's better, and he's built for it. Tyrann Mathieu is a smaller dude, and Tyrann Mathieu is not a nickel corner. Frankly, you could re-sign Kareem Jackson and let Tyrann Mathieu walk and go get Landon Collins and go get Le'Veon Bell. And you have now added two guys into your core who are high-level core players, one on the back end and one as a playmaker and a touchdown maker. It wouldn't be the worst money you've ever spent, I don't think. But typically, great teams are not built that way. So just keep that in mind.
Now, what are you doing?
Is this mine?
Yes.
I mean,
what are you doing?
I can't.
What the hell?
I can't help that this.
What the hell are you doing?
Basketball reference. I just have Basketball Reference open to show that LeBron James couldn't shoot threes when he first came in the league, and now he can.
The second cheapest, no, third cheapest position on the field is safety. The franchise tag is $11.287 million. Only running back and tight end is cheaper. So I'm thinking that you can get him. I mean, Tyrann Mathieu was 8. He's probably going to be more. He's probably going to be around 11 a year, but he's a better player. And I think everybody undervalues safety. I think safety is not as important, but damn, you look at good defenses, they all got good safeties. They all got good safeties, and Landon Collins is one of the best. So I would definitely think about that. All
right, why don't you think about between one or the other? You're taking Le'Veon, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Because who would you rather have, Tyrann Mathieu or Lamar?
Well, I want help for 4. That's what I want.
Tyrann. Yes. Yes. Yep.
Yep. Because you're going to have to outscore people either way. All right, go ahead. Why don't you talk about insurance now?
Let's tell you about how you can shop for homeowners insurance. You don't think it's a big deal? I'll tell you what a big deal it is. Right here in my direct messages, as I get through all of the different Division III prospects who are trying to send me their huddle highlights, I will go all the way to Scott in, where's my man Scott? Scott in Deer Park. He sent it to me and Raheel because Raheel did this and saved a bunch of money. He said, TGS saved me $4,700, $4,000 alone on my homeowners. Bravo, gentlemen. Bravo. He said they cut it in half because maybe my butt won't be as sore. Hell, I didn't even get, okay, once again, I can't read all of the things that were happening to him with his old insurance company, but let's just say it was not consensual, and let's also say this. Well, it was consensual because he agreed to it in the first time and didn't realize he had better rates available. Go to your phone and text money to 232323. Text money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You send it to them. They will send you back a firm quote on what your homeowner's insurance could be. And then from there, you can fine-tune the coverage. If you want to add coverage, you want to add flood coverage, whatever the case may be. But there's a good chance that TGS is going to find you an insurance company that will be much lower than what you have right now. And car insurance as well. They can do that too. Make sure that you go to the website or go to your phone and text money to 232323. That's 232323.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Is the number. If you would like to hang out with us, you're more than welcome to do that. So so you saw that Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian have broken up, right?
Ah, man.
Well, I think...
Seriously, now I'm not joking. I thought this would be the one that was going to...
You thought this would stick.
I thought it would stick.
Yeah, didn't you see, like, about 6 months ago, he was hitting on these two girls at a club, and there was video of it, and...
Yeah, but I thought that was...
You still thought it was going to...
Yeah, I thought that was what they called the fake news. Mm-hmm. I thought that was doctored videos, and I didn't... And I just assumed he wasn't hitting on them so much as maybe just talking ball.
No, he was trying to get some, actually, and she was rubbing his leg and stuff, and so, you know, that was real.
She was rubbing his leg.
Yeah, right, but it looked like he was asking her to do stuff. I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't tell. I didn't hear the commentary, but it looked like he was appreciative of her. Anyway, so they've broken up, and apparently on Instagram, their posts and whatnot. Larsa Pippen, Scottie Pippen's wife, is apparently catching it. She said, you know, to the breakup, there's all kinds of stuff and blah, 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 blah. And she said, amen, with exclamation points. Larsa Pippen said this. Problem with Larsa Pippen is that, well, she cheated on Scottie Pippen. And Scottie Pippen made it pretty public. And her commenting on Tristan Thompson cheating has really... A lot of Twitter and Instagram warriors.
It hasn't gone well.
It's not really gone well for Larsa here, because Scotty apparently found out Larsa was cheating, called American Express, and canceled her credit card. That happened, so that was unfortunate for Larsa. And oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! People are really. You should have just sat there and ate your food. Somebody said. I don't know why Larsa has to eat her food. Does she not finish her meals? Is that, and she has to sit at the table until she finishes? Is that what it is? Laugh my ass off. Larsa catching strays on her own behavior after commenting. on Jordan Woods. Well, listen, she cheated. Apparently, Larsa Pippen cheated with Future. That happened.
Am I doing a show with Frankie Granato or John Granato? Well, he's going through Future and Instagram, and I think I'm doing a show with John's daughter right now.
Well, is this not normal for Granato?
He's commenting on Future.
I want to get this straight. Who's cheating on who?
Are you reading Bossup or something?
Apparently, Larsa and Future. I didn't think Future would be the kind of guy that would sleep with another man's wife. That's all I'm saying.
You know, I'm like that.
I don't feel like this is a normal thing, but every once in a while, he'll just give you some pumpkin spice latte gossip, just some gossip from the Instagrams and from the Twitters.
But if you're a celebrity and your wife cheats with another celebrity, isn't it okay?
I don't think that's the case.
Don't you just get a pass?
Just because you're celebrities doesn't mean you get to sleep with whomever. You're gonna get your American Express shut down.
You know what I heard on the Blitz yesterday? Did you hear about Fred? Fred brought this up. Trevor Bauer's interview.
Yeah, apparently
Sports Illustrated. He goes, or I don't know if it was SI or not.
He hits it.
He said, he goes, here's my relationship rules. His rules are, if you catch feelings, it's over. I don't want anyone catching any feelings.
Who's going to catch feelings over Tyler Bauer?
Number two, if you post on Instagram or post on social media about our relationship while we're together, it's over. Which I understand that one.
Did you keep my
name out your mouth when we're going out.
Did you see the girl that was about to put it on Instagram? She was about to have relations with Gerald Green?
Yeah, that was... Ho.
Did you see that?
My God.
It was right outside the house. There's like pictures of the cars like on the driveway right outside the house. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
The video of two
girls, and she couldn't even remember his name. I'm about to have sex with, I'm about to do something.
No.
With Gerald Green.
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
She's definitely going for a Kardashian look.
Yes. She looks like him.
But, I mean, the thirsty basketball stuff, I don't even think we even know even the half of what it's actually going on.
Oh,
I think it would scare most people.
These basketball hoes?
Thirsty basketball hoes. Oh, my God.
Is the best.
Yeah.
God, it'd be great. Wouldn't it be great to be a basketball player? Huh?
It would. I can't wait to do my next commercial. Is going to be great in about 3 minutes. Let's talk about baseball or something to get some space.
Speaking of what? No, I want to talk about. I want to talk about thirsty
Lance,
hoes.
You got Rockets coming up in 2 minutes.
No,
okay.
I want to talk about. Is Larsa greater than Marissa? Yeah, although I mean, not. I guess if you're Future, not if you're Scotty. I think he'd rather have Marissa than Larsa.
Hold on, let me get back to Bauer. So his rules are: you can't catch feelings. He really thinks highly of himself. Number two. You aren't allowed to post on social media. And number three, he's going to keep smashing no matter what while you're together. So if you're not cool with that, you can be platonic friends.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just not okay. That's not okay for you to not be okay with that. That's how he rolls. So he tells you that right up front. So, okay, he tells you that right up front. I don't know who he thinks he's going to attract, because every girl that wants to go out with him, they're the ones, in their mind, I think,
I'm the one.
I'm going to change this.
Yes.
I'm going to change this.
Well, and they could. At some point, he's going to grow up instead of being so shallow.
At some point.
And smashing everything in sight.
At some point.
He's going to say, no, you know what? I want the same thing every day.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. That's the best.
Is there something wrong with that?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong. At some point, he'll grow up and stop his immature ways.
That's right. This is where I'm glad Dell's not here.
My wife listening now.
Mine is 100%.
See, sweetie?
She just called.
It's the best. Why would you want to smash something different every day and have no feelings? That's a shallow and horrible life you're living there, Tyler Bauer.
This is not a sports show at all right now. This is John just reading bossup.com.
I just think that Trevor or Tyler or whatever the hell his name is not living his best life. That's all.
Well, he may not be. And one of the reasons he might not be is because maybe he plays a lot of basketball in the offseason. He's got a great team. And, you know what? Actually, registration's over for the Blacktop Battle. I was going to start bringing up Blacktop Battle, but guess what? It's too late. So you may be too late for your skills contest, your three-point shot. If you didn't get it when I told you, that's on you. It's not too late, however, for Mix and Match Monday. That's coming up this Monday. Next week, Monday, February 25th, they've got Mix and Match Monday. It's a ticket promotion. It's presented by Li Ning. And you can purchase one all-inclusive ticket for as low as $29. And this is what you'll get. A free bottle of either beer, water, or soda. A free popcorn or hot dog. And a free red or black Rockets jersey t-shirt. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never seen all of these things given away in one package. It's usually one, sometimes two, but I've never seen all three of them. And if you want to take advantage of this great promotion, go to Rockets.com to get your tickets today. Mix and Match Monday ticket promotion. One free bottle of water, beer, or soda. One free popcorn or hot dog. I'm choosing hot dog. And one free red or black Rockets jersey t-shirt. For more information and to go check out Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks young stars take on the MVP candidate once again, setting history, the unguardable tour, James Harden, and your Houston Rockets fresh off the NBA All-Star Weekend. Make sure you go to Rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. It's 8:31 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, I wrote a piece for Sports Map. I don't know where the hell it is. Fred hasn't put it out yet. What's going on, Fred? It's on the Astros.
What'd you say?
That there's a lot of. Well, Charlie wrote a piece last week, and he didn't write the headline, but he wrote a piece last week that they're not much, that all the Astros are pretty much set. And I guess the roster is pretty much set, but that there aren't questions about this team. And the number one question for me is the bullpen. I mean, when you're going to count on, again, there's going to be 500 innings you're going to need. You can count on guys, you're going to probably count on your third, fourth, and fifth starter to go less than six innings on average. Colin McHugh's last season as a starter, he averaged less than 5 2/3 innings per start. And then last year, he went three innings twice, a total of twice. Otherwise, it was two innings or one inning every outing. So for him to build up that stamina, for AJ to trust him, and that's the key. Peacock, when he had his big year and helped out the Astros rotation and was, I thought, spectacular from the start to the end of the season, was their best pitcher. Even he went less than 5 1/3. And the key is whether or not AJ trusts you.
All right.
He trusts Verlander to go. Even if Verlander gets into a jam in the sixth, he's staying with him. He trusts Cole, and he's going to stay with him. The other three, not so much. You're going to need 500 innings out of a bullpen that includes Chris Devensky and Will Harris and CNL Perez.
This has been
my
concern.
That's problematic.
It's been my concern the whole time. 3, 4, and 5, I want real starters in there. I don't want the Brad Peacocks of the world. I don't want the Colin McHughes. You may have to have them, but none of those guys.
Colin McHugh's your third starter. What do you mean?
I know. Not interested, frankly, because if you're going to do that, then you need to have three of your five need to be able to go seven in a good day. And Colin McHugh's not that guy.
No,
don't think.
He did go seven. Now, he averaged 5 2/3, but he did go seven.
Brad, yep.
And he actually had a complete game in there. So, I mean, no, on average, no. Listen, if you get six, on average, six innings out of Colin McHugh, I think you won.
Yeah, I don't think you will.
I think, well, he averaged under. But you know what? You got to depend on him more now than you did before.
I know. Wade Miley's got to make sure he's back and healthy and all that stuff. And it's just a lot of the guys that you're counting on are not going to be innings guys. And then with it going three back-to-back-to-back, that's my concern, is that, man, the bullpen is really going to get worn out potentially.
I want to know, honestly, and maybe this should have been my article, is did Jeff Luhnow have a worse offseason than Daryl Morey did last offseason? I mean, Carmelo Anthony and Michael Carter Williams and James Ennis, who are all gone.
Why do we care?
Well, because here's the deal. It's because James Paxton was out there. And you know who got him? The Yankees.
I would argue.
Adam Ottavino was out there. Yeah. You know who got him? The Yankees.
I would argue that the Astros had a worse one than the Rockets. Here's why. The Rockets, you have to start by saying, we have to sign Chris Paul. There is no, and the number's already set. This is how much it's going to cost. And you have to sign them. Then you work from there. It was a bunch of low-level contracts for guys. The Astros had opportunities, and I would go all the way back to trade deadline, and they didn't. They waited and waited, and they got Osuna. Osuna, when there were good arms out there. They waited and waited.
Yeah, well, I didn't mind Presley and Osuna. Those were pretty good pickups.
Presley I liked. Osuna I didn't, because there were better arms out there before Osuna. And not to mention you waited until Wade Miley was one of the last guys you
could grab, too. That's a problem. Not only he missed on Ottavino, he missed on Paxton, he missed on JT Realmuto. I mean, Jeff Luhnow had a pretty poor offseason, quite frankly. You added Wade Miley and Aledmys Diaz. That was your offseason. Pretty much that was it. That's a pretty piss-poor offseason, if you want to know the truth. The Red Sox, they signed Eovaldi. They signed their own guy. But they had 108 wins, and they won the title. They didn't have to do anything. They were really, really good as is. So they're pretty damn good. I'm not, you know, I guess they did about as, the Astros did about as little. But Wade Miley and Aledmys Diaz, that's it. That was your offseason. In a season where you had to improve. Yeah, you won 103 games, but the playoffs prove that you're not as good as the Red Sox. And the offseason proves you're not as good as the Yankees now. You're not. You're third.
You see what Jim Crane had to say, though, Mark Berman had it.
He will do something at the trade deadline?
We've got...
There's time.
We got money. We've got minor leaguers. And they do. But Luhnow's always been a little hesitant. He's always been a little hesitant, so the owner may need to step in and say,
do something.
I want it done.
How about something?
Let's go. I want it done. Yep. Move him.
Do it. No. Do it. No.
I do trust Luhnow, but I do feel like he is a little hesitant.
He's tight.
I think he's hesitant with the guys that he's developed. In that sense, he's clearly the anti-Morey, because Daryl is you're gone. I mean, there is no love for anybody in the organization other than guys that help him with it. Get to a certain level, but if you're just an ancillary piece, now it's baseball and basketball, different sports. I understand that. In basketball, Daryl's belief is 2 to 3 core guys and the rest are interchangeable.
Yeah.
In baseball, it's different, but minor leaguers, where Daryl views first round picks as currency for trade, Jeff Luhnow sees them not as currency. He sees them as building blocks. Problem is, you've got building blocks. You've got your core pieces in place.
Well, here's the deal, too, is this is the last year of Cole, and this is the last year of Verlander. Guess what? you got a window. It's right now.
Martin and Whitley need to be getting innings in a big league level, because remember how Tom, I'm going to go to Hall of Famers. Smoltz, Glavin, even Maddox, yeah. All three of them struggled when they first came up to the big leagues, and they all became Hall of Famers. Don't panic about any struggles. Let them come up, get their feet wet in the game, as Mr. White Folks once said on Pimps Up, Hose Down.
Yeah.
Let them get their feet wet in the game, and then let's see what happens once they've developed. I'd rather get them developed now and have them on the next level by the time that either Cole or Verlander may be gone. Oh, I don't see a world where Cole is
okay,
gone.
Okay, yeah. And by the way, everybody, you forgot about Michael Brantley. Yes, Michael Brantley was a nice addition. There's no question about that.
Yeah, he was.
But yes, Michael Brantley, yes. He added Michael Brantley, and that's going to be good
He's
for the
lineup. He's 32, but
by the way, the lineup is the best part of this team, and he added to that. You took away 60% of your rotation, though. 60%. And you're going to count. Listen. You're absolutely right. Forrest Whitley better step up. You've got to have young guys that are going to play. Now, they're not going to bring them up till June. because they don't want to start his options, and then they're going to want to get that extra year of arbitration, all of those things. They don't want him to be a super two.
Get him in early, though.
No, they're not. He's not coming until June. That they don't do that.
Then come up in June. What I'm saying is
June 22nd-ish.
Get your innings in this year so that you're not brand new next year.
Right. Well, no, you're going to need his help. Unless Colin McHugh, and you know, here's one of the things that I'm not accounting for is Brent Strom, because everybody gets better with Brent Strom for whatever reason, magical bug spray or whatever the hell it is. I don't have no idea.
There's some awesome new shirts coming out from Running Game that are spin rate related shirts. Yeah. They're awesome.
Well, whatever, but Wade Miley's spin rate is going to be off the charts, and he may be, you know, he's an under five. He's 71 and 76 in his career. He was 5-2 last year, but he only made 16 starts. Richard Justice was on here saying the Astros only a figure he's him for about 16 starts. Well, every year before that, he made 30 starts. He was a workhorse. Now, he wasn't a great workhorse. He was a plow horse because he doesn't win baseball games. He was in Arizona when they weren't all that great. Okay, whatever. But the fact of the matter is that he probably is going to be much better because he's got Brent Strom. That's something that you got to account for. Whether or not it's Peacock or Josh James, Colin McHugh, Wade Miley, Brent Strom is going to have to work unbelievable magic, because 3/5 of this rotation is meh. Meh. And you better hit the cover off the ball with this lineup. It's thought to be one of the best lineups. Red Sox probably have the best lineup. And quite frankly, if Gary Sanchez hits this year, the Yankees have got a better lineup as well.
I feel pretty good about our lineup.
I think the lineup is going to be just fine. This team has unlimited potential and unlimited questions right now. It's not. Oh well, they're going to win. They're going to win the AL West because the AL West sucks. Seattle had a fire sale. The A's are the biggest competition. The Rangers suck and the Angels suck. They're going to win the AL West, but that's not good enough anymore. Mm-hmm. Parades now, and you know what? The Red Sox were head and shoulders better than they were. They were head and shoulders better than the Astros, and all the Astros did was Michael Brantley, Wade Miley, and Aledmys Diaz. That ain't going to be good enough. Jeff Luhnow has got to do something come trade deadline. Jeff Luhnow has got to pull the trigger and make a big acquisition this trade deadline. Well,
let's let it play out a little bit.
And oh, by the way, I'm thrilled that all of this crap is going on these off seasons with Jake Arrieta and Machado and Bryce Harper, because maybe Cole will say, you know what, I got to get a deal done.
He's not going to look at the end result of how much money it is.
Well, that sucks.
Machado still got $300 million.
By the way,
million.
Bryce Harper has turned down $300 million.
Yeah.
He's turned down $300 million.
I know. So but I'm not sure.
But the system's broke, Lance.
Hey, I'm not sure that
the system's broke.
Man, I just don't want all that hassle of getting $300 million and not getting it until February. Yuck. God forbid he's a $300 million pitcher. That means the Astros have won a World Series and he won a Cy Young.
The article is out. I just retweeted it if you want to see it and if you want to argue, because Astros Twitter will argue. I'm sorry. I'm not nearly as bullish on this team as a lot of people are picking. Why would you pick the Astros over the Red Sox and the Yankees right now?
I'm not
with either. All of that they did and how little the Astros did.
Now, let's see how camp goes. I'm interested to see how the young arms do. I'm very interested to see how that, because they are the hope of the future. And all of a sudden, you could have two young stars on the
But they're not coming up till June, Lance.
That's okay. The season is long. Even if they come up in June, so did Carlos Correa didn't come up till June. He was fine when he came up. Alex Bregman, everything was fine. When they come up when they come up. I just care that they're good. That's what I care about.
Manny says, hey, man, the Astros won 103 games as a walking ER with all the injuries. Don't make this about any other team. The Astros were wounded all season. Even Bregman played through a bad elbow. So calm your tees, might.
What? So let me ask you.
My T's are not are
still,
calm.
Do they still have Dallas Manny? Keuchel?
No.
Do they still have Marwin?
No. Do they have Charlie Morton? No.
Oh.
Yeah. Do they have Lance McCullers? No.
Do they have...
No. They don't have any of those.
Have Michael Brantley?
They have Michael Brantley. I guess you don't need Charlie Morton, Keuchel, and Lance McCullers when you got Michael Brantley.
Well, yeah, our point is about losing. There's no McCullers. There's no Keuchel. There's no Charlie Morton. That's really our point.
And you're pulling one of your best relievers out of the bullpen to make up for that. So your bullpen is weaker.
Maybe. You got a lot of arms in there, though, John. The bullpen. No, I mean,
Davinsky and Harris?
No, you're going to the back end guys. You're not mentioning
Well,
Osuna.
Guess what? 500 innings? Guess who else is going to the back end guys? Hold on. AJ.
Why don't you lead with Rondon, Presley, Osuna? That's James, potentially. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I mean, if you go four. Usually, you're talking about four relievers. You're getting to middle reliever type guys.
How many innings does your closer give you?
No, I get all that, but I wouldn't freak out too much and act like you don't have arms. You've got some pretty.
I'm
going to
tell you
arms.
At some point this season we're going to go
sip the sipster.
No, beat it out. Beat it. CNL is the guy now. He made $6 million a year. Got to get beat it.
Thoughts and prayers, sipper.
So no, you are going to. No, at some point this year, I guarantee you, we're going to go, man, a bullpen, wow, it's a disaster. It's a mess.
A disaster? Well, we were saying that at the end of last year.
Yes.
But they have...
We say it at the end of every year because they give you 500 innings, and by the postseason, they're dead. Their arms are dead. What do you mean, Rondon? He didn't even make the playoff roster. That's how good he was.
That's right. He didn't make the last one.
The first one.
He made the...
He made the last one. He didn't make the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's right. He missed the first. Man, that's how bad he had gotten.
Peacock didn't make the postseason roster. Davinsky didn't make the postseason roster.
Actually, it's because they were deep. That's one of the reasons they missed is they actually were very deep.
Yeah. How deep was it against the Red Sox?
Well,
when they couldn't get an out.
Their lineup was pretty damn skippy, too. Kind of like the Astros ruined a lot of good bullpens a year before.
Well, guess what, Lance? Their lineup is going to be pretty damn skippy again.
I like the bullpen okay. My issue is with the starters. And I know it has a carryover effect with middle relievers. My issue is get the young guys up and let's see what they can do. Because I already know what Brad Peacock is.
Well, guess what? If Josh James is in the rotation, you lost that guy out of the bullpen that you were counting on.
Yep.
If Peacock is in the rotation, you lost that guy that you were counting on. You're losing McHugh, all those innings he gave you.
Let's let him play. Let's let him play games.
Let's see. Okay, y'all be bullish, John, and let's see what happens.
You're so anti-Astros. Your Chicago bias is showing. I want to tell you about Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is there to help you. It's there to help you be your best you. What do I mean by that? Well, this is what I mean by that. Men's Tee Clinic, they diagnose whether or not you're low in testosterone. It's a simple test, and they have your results within minutes. And then you can get started. Actually, you can get started on treatments a lot of times the same day if you just wait for them to go through your insurance company. Most insurance companies will pick up a big portion of the cost because it is a big quality of life issue, and it can be a health issue too. Some telltale signs are you start to lose your lean muscle mass. You start to have additional belly fat where you didn't have it before, and you have a hard time getting rid of it. You have energy levels can drop and sink. It can have an impact on your libido. It can have an impact on your drive at work. It can really turn you into a couch potato. You may have sluggishness in terms of your cognitive processing. I'm mentioning a lot of things that you think, man, that's a lot of stuff. Yeah, and that's why most insurance companies do end up covering a big portion of it because it is very important that you have that testosterone level where it's supposed to be. If you are low, there is a solution, and it's Men's Tee Clinic. And if you've been diagnosed low and you haven't been happy with the results you're getting at the other guys, come see my guys because I can promise you that their providers are going to find the optimal level for you. Not too much and not too little. They'll put you just right, just like the little Goldilocks says. So make sure that you go to menstclinic.com. Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, and the Heights. menstclinic.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers,
live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lamont. John, can we watch one inning of baseball before we talk trade deadline? No. Jeff Luhnow. Jeff, here's the deal. Is Jeff Luhnow decided we're not going to do anything this offseason. We're going to do it at the trade deadline. And that's what Jim Crane said, too. Oh, by the way, guys, there's still time to pick up guys.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know what? You know what's going to have to happen? Pick up guys. Because Jeff took the offseason off.
You know what never makes money? Scared money doesn't make money.
Oh, okay.
You're being scared money right now.
Okay. Look at this rotation. You can't,
I agree.
You can't be stronger at the top two, and you can't be weaker at the back end.
I haven't even seen the young guys yet.
Aren't coming up till June.
But so what?
Mid-June.
Late June. That's fine. I don't know if you heard.
You start in April.
I understand. It matters how you finish.
There's 2.5 months you're waiting for those young guys.
So what? So what?
What do you mean, so what?
It doesn't. I don't know if you know this,
but they're going to be playing games all that time.
I know. Your season isn't over. When has your season been over in the first two months? Never.
It's happened. You can't win it all in the first 2 months, Lance, but you can lose it all.
Their lineup is good. They're right. We got to let them play a little bit.
No, we'll let them play. Let's get some peeps in here.
Oh, my gosh. Did you just see that?
What? Jim Boeheim killed somebody?
In a wreck?
We'll apparently find out more. In a car wreck, and it's all over the internet right now, but it just broke.
Just broke. Wow.
I'm just trying to find the
Jim
official
Boeheim
source,
had an
but it's all over
and
the internet right
and
now.
Killed somebody? Yikes. Yikes. That's ugly. That's terrible. That's bad news. Anyway.
Yeah, whatever. I'm on this.
Man dies after being hit by car driven by Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim. 74-year-old is cooperating with police. That's a bad thing. Who's up? Longhorn Keith wants to get in here and talk about his Astros. What do you say, Longhorn Keith?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent, man. Hey, two quick points, man. I agree with you, John. I was a little nervous, too. I thought it was just me. I didn't want to call and be like, man, what's going on with the Astros all off season? And now as the season is getting closer, I was a little concerned. I'm still concerned. I don't know a whole positions in baseball. I do know that Boston seems like they've gotten a little bit better, whereas the Astros seems like we've gotten weaker by subtraction. So I'm glad you guys are talking about that this morning, because that was really, really one of my biggest issues. Like, I don't understand why people are all excited or people are talking about the Astros as if they've gotten better or are going to be better than they were last year. And it seems like Boston just, I don't know, it just seems like they got a little bit better. But to the Twitter people who send the tweets and say, hey, let them play, I agree to a certain degree. And, Lance, I hear you. But, man, I'm really concerned about that. I do want to see.
I haven't ever even seen Whitley or Martin pitch, and they are considered to be the future. I talked to somebody who knows Martin pretty well as a baseball standpoint, and he's like, dude, this kid is for real. So I'm optimistic about his future. I just want to see him. I just want to see how they do. That's all. I just want to see the young guys. I know about Peak. I'm the same concerned as you are.
Right.
To me, it doesn't make any sense to have them as one of the co-favorites based on the other moves that have been made. Now, I definitely think they're one of the top three teams, probably in Major League Baseball. It's Astros, Red Sox.
Right. It is.
That's what it is. But with that said, I mean, you know, you just don't go in with a 3-4-5 that looks like this. However, it's not like there are no possibilities of good young talent being on the roster. There are. There is. But they also might flame out in spring. So there's that, too.
Yeah.
My last point I'll make real quick, guys, is I've got a bet, Lance, based off of your argument that you had a few months ago, and I don't know if you remember it. It's regarding Ed Oliver and people whose love and infatuation with Ed Oliver being an NFL player. And one of my buddies, we've bet a significant amount of money. I don't think Ed Oliver is going to be drafted in the top 10. And more importantly, I don't think he's going to be as great, simply because, as you mentioned, Lance, in one of your arguments a long time ago in your rants about people who are in love with him, he's just a shorter guy. He's quick, but getting off of big offensive tackles in the NFL, I don't see how he's going to do that. I'll hang up and listen, guys. I appreciate your time, as always.
Mm-hmm. I do not believe Ed will be a top 10 pick. But let me say this. Ed, I've got as, like, my number 13th player. Ed is as explosive off the snap is maybe anyone I've studied on the interior, but he's not long, so he has a hard time getting on the other side. Like, he gets off the ball, and he takes an early lead, but he doesn't have length. He's not overly strong since he is smaller. I just think you got to be creative with that, Oliver. Ed Oliver has a chance to be a really good NFL player. I've got a good grade on him. But you may have to think outside the box a little bit. You may need to move him around, play him at shade nose where you can let him try to penetrate, play him at some outside linebacker on a 3-4, let him stand up from time to time, play him 3 technique, maybe give him some reps standing up as a mixer talent, meaning, you know, you stand, you know, where you kind of mix around and you don't know where the rush is coming from, do some of that with him. I just think you got to get creative with him to mitigate the size issues. But he's got rare athletic talent. Most people around the league believe he's going to run a sub-4.7 40, which is going to be one of the fastest times ever for a defensive tackle. Might be the fastest time for a defensive tackle. He's a gifted athlete who is unusually small for a defensive tackle. So I just think you're going to have to get creative. But people have mistaken the fact that I said I thought Ed Oliver could maybe be a middle linebacker. People took that as a diss. It wasn't at all. It's an acknowledgement that he's smaller, but he has rare athletic ability. And I'm actually acknowledging the fact that you guys need to stop putting Ed Oliver in a box and give him the respect that I saw what Teddy Bruschi did when he went from Arizona to the Patriots. He had no problem moving a linebacker. I just think Ed Oliver has rare athletic talent and rare athletic gifts that might allow him to do it. By the way, it's very instinctive too.
Nobody puts Ed Oliver in a corner.
No one puts him in a corner. No one puts Ed Oliver. I don't want to call him baby because that's
no.
Ed's
that's kick a big, your ass.
That's a big baby.
Yeah. That is the original big baby. All right, time for us to talk about Prime Social and playing poker today. I mean, if you think you can get some, come on. Let's go. All you got to do is get there before 2 o'clock for the tournament. A lot of people just get in at the break and, you know what? Here's the chips I got. Let's go. I'm ready to take you on. And you can get there anytime from noon until 2 and still get into the tournament or even later at some time. So here's the deal is it's awesome too. And you'll always find a game. We play the 15-30, 8 or better. It's awesome. If you love limit and split pot, this is a great game. Great game. It goes down every day at about 3 o'clock. But the tournament's second to none. The competition, awesome. Cash games. If you're looking for the best PLO, Pot Limit Omaha game in the world, it's at Prime Social.
It really is. And they've got that going on all the time, all day long. Oh, look at here. It's Thursday. They're open 24 hours right now. So make sure that you go to PrimeSocialTX.com. You can get all kinds of information on the website. Or better yet, stop on in. You're going to feel welcome right off the bat. 7801 Westheimer between Fondren and it's a freestanding building between Fondren and Voss. You can get in there, enjoy lunch, enjoy dinner, grab a drink, watch some television, some sporting events. And when you're ready, get in a tournament at noon or a cash game anytime. Prime Social, PrimeSocialTX.com.
Answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.